T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want the ball in Carson's hands at the end of the game. I want him having control of helping us win a football game. And then the guys doing their job. So we're going to continue to work through it. We're going to continue to coach and teach and instruct. But at the end of the day, you know, I want the ball in his hands to help us win a game.
There he was, Doug. That was today. And the ball was in his hands, but, you know, the young man wasn't able to get it done yesterday. Now Ike Ben has a couple of stats, and he sent them to me, but I was like, all right, you just share it, and then we'll evaluate what they are. So, Ben, what do you got considering Carson Wentz?
Well, I looked at it today. I was curious how Carson's played in his career in the fourth quarter, because most quarterbacks are pretty even throughout the game. They might have one good quarter, one bad quarter. But with Carson, it's weird. You look at his stats by quarter. First quarter, his yards per attempt, 7.5. Second quarter, 6.8. Third quarter, 8. Fourth quarter in his career, only 5.8. His yards per attempt drop hugely from the third to the fourth quarter. QB rating, 92 in the first quarter, 92 in the second quarter, 106 in the third quarter, only 79 in the fourth quarter. And he only has 3 career fourth-quarter comebacks, and they were against the 25th, 27th, and 27th-ranked defenses in the league. So when you look at the numbers with Carson Wentz in the fourth quarter, there's really no evidence that he's a clutch fourth-quarter quarterback at all.
Wow.
So we should trade him.
No, I know. Like, but here's what the stats suggest. They suggest Carson Wentz is a really good quarterback that hasn't proven yet that he can win in the fourth quarter. He hasn't proven that he can come through in the clutch. It's not that he can't, but he hasn't proven it yet.
How many times has he failed? That's what I'm
worried about. The guy has been in the NFL for 2 years plus. I'm trying to figure out what statement you're trying to make here, other than the fact that he hasn't had, what, fourth quarter comeback wins?
Well, fourth quarter comebacks, Carson Wentz has 3. If you want some other numbers on guys that have it, Dak has 6, Andrew Luck has 13, Derek Carr has 14, Mariota has 8, Tannehill has 13, Russell Wilson 14, Andy Dalton in the time he's been in the league has 20. Carson Wentz has 3.
Dude, let me tell you something, and this is why I love you, DJ Tidy Whitey. It's because if we let you talk long enough, listen, all you really just said was that stat means nothing by naming the quarterbacks you just named, because which one of those quarterbacks would you rather have than Carson Wentz?
And none of them, because Carson Wentz plays well early in the games and he's normally not in this position. But when he's in the position, he doesn't play that well. He's a bad fourth quarter quarterback compared to the other quarters.
Okay.
Just what the stats say.
Well, how about this? Maybe his team is ahead most of the time in the fourth quarters and he doesn't need to come back.
Exactly. But when he does he do it?
Okay. I got you.
Well, I mean, I'll say this.
I'm just wondering. I mean, fourth quarter, I don't know what that means. Like, I'm pretty sure Eli has about 30 fourth quarter comebacks. Like, what does that mean?
The fact you said Andy Dalton had 20, I was like, I just shook my head and said, you just lost that.
Yeah, you're naming quarterbacks that are terrible.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? Because
mediocre at best.
Here's what I think you have to look at. You have to start looking at signature moments. And Carson hasn't been in the league for, what we have, 7 games plus rookie year plus however many games he played last year. So you need time to accumulate signature games. And I'm not going to say yesterday was a signature loss by Carson Wentz, because it wasn't, but here's what it was. It was a chance to be a signature win. Just like Tennessee was a chance to be a signature win. Yesterday, you had a chance to drive down. You got not that you got lucky, because it was a good play. It was a good throw. The defensive back, it was a 48-yard play that you got on the pass interference.
We must have different definitions of what a signature win is. Like winning that game wouldn't have been a signature win.
Would have been a signature comeback, sure.
It should have never been a comeback. They blew a 17-point lead.
Right, and then Carson saves the day, and they're able to win it.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been a signature win, in my opinion. That's why I say the definition is different for me, that's all.
But here's what you're saying.
I mean, Cam Newton coming back from 17-0 in the fourth quarter is a signature win.
But you're saying that Carson hasn't had as many opportunities because they've been in the lead so much. Like last year, they had that whole run where they were crushing people, which is also going to affect his stats in the fourth quarter because he's not throwing the ball.
Well, how about his rookie year? He had receivers with feet for hands.
And no, you're right. They're terrible skill guys. But here's the bottom line. That you're right. He hasn't had the opportunities to have those comebacks. Yesterday was one.
Mm-hmm.
The Tennessee game was another one that he did. And
whoa! He didn't give him the lead. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did they have the ball at the?
No. Tennessee scored and won the game
at the end of the game.
Yeah. 4th and 19. 3rd and 19.
888-729-9494.
What are you talking about? You blame Colts. Carson Wentz for losing the Tennessee game too?
The Colts. He had the comeback.
Right.
The Colts, he had the comeback.
So you brought up the Tennessee game. I'm saying he gave them the lead, and then the defense gave up 3rd and 19 and 4th and 15.
Well, let me just Google to
Did
see
that
what
not
the
happen
situation is.
On that score, that's game-winning drive for Tennessee. Didn't they give up a 4th and 19?
4th and 19, Corey Graham.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rock in South Florida. Rock.
Can't play Corey.
Yo.
What the hell was that, Rock?
Nothing. No, it wasn't nothing.
What's up, Rock?
How you been, Ike? I got a lot of respect for you, Ike, but today I got to get on you. And
be careful.
And Johnny, you've been my man since the day.
My man.
I agree wholeheartedly with you right now. But let me make a scenario for you, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
If you play with Carson Wentz and you in the game and you wide open and Carson Wentz throws you the ball and you wide open and you don't catch the ball and you don't catch the ball in that game, who we calling 94 WIP and all the radio stations blaming? Who are we blaming? We gonna blame you.
I got news for you, Rock. Just because you called a station.
Hold up.
Just because you called a station and you're the vocal minority, the screaming the loudest, doesn't make you right.
Right.
So just because everybody's calling up saying something doesn't mean I need to go along with it. I'm here to bring you reason. You feel me?
Okay.
That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to explain it for you. I can't go in with that. I'm not with the herd. That's John.
The herd?
Yeah. He's the one that wants to kill Carson Wentz, not me.
But that's why I like John, because he always go against the opposition. But the whole thing is, Carson Wentz know at the end of the day, and it's the same thing that I'm putting together with the little scenario I'm telling you, Ike. Uh-huh. Is everybody going to pat you on the head and tell you, yeah, we're going to get him next time. It's okay. But at the end of the day, he knows in his head that he made a mistake. So we got to call the station and we got to blame him. It's his fault because you can't throw the ball to Alshon Jeffery and double cover. You can't do that. Sometimes you can't be aggressive. You got to go with the safe play. He can get the 2 yards and you live to fight another down. You can get the touchdown.
I agree with you.
It's still his fault.
No, it's his fault, Rock. See, I think what we're trying to do is break down that little series of three plays and act like that was the game. No, it just gave you an opportunity to save the game. That's not why you lost the game. You lost the game because you blew a 17-point lead. Now, whether you want to say the defense gave up a 17-point lead, you couldn't run the ball well in the fourth quarter, that contributed to giving up a 17-point lead, that's why you lost the game, because you gave up a 17-point lead. That's why you lost. Not because of those three plays there.
No.
That's not why you lost the game yesterday.
No, it's not just those three plays. Not at all. There's reasons on both sides of the ball.
Of course.
Why they lost. And by the way.
And throwing the third phase, too, the field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Missing another field goal.
Does anybody have confidence in him coming in at any point, even on the extra points?
I got smoke for everybody today.
Everybody?
Yeah.
How about.
I like using that because the kids use that nowadays. You don't want this smoke.
How about the fact that.
Who am I, Chris Paul, Rondo? Which one you want to be?
No, I don't want to be Rondo. No,
caught that uppercut.
No spitting.
But that was an accident.
It was?
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't.
I want to believe it was an accident.
It was being analyzed like it was the Zapruder film.
It was.
That's for sure. Oh, we have breaking news here, Ben. Do you see this breaking news there, Ike? According to your boy, Shefty. Patrick Peterson was out of Arizona by the trade deadline. He has requested the team to trade him by October 30th. So I had no interest here in Philadelphia.
I wonder if he would have covered Torrey Smith on that 4th and 10.
I don't think he would have slipped.
Or would he have bitten on a double move by Devin Funches? to score the second touchdown.
Oh, God. See, now we're bringing up the defensive details, which is
tough.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of breaking down third and two. Well, let's get into more of this game.
888-729-9494. Honestly, after watching yesterday, give me a running back. I don't care who it is at this point.
That's the other thing. How about that? Can we get a running back somewhere?
888-729-9494.
I'm going to tell you what. Because that wasn't my first thought after the loss yesterday, but it came to me eventually. I think it was on my way home. That loss may have forced Howie to go out and do something.
You think?
It may have.
Not the other way where he says, Dan, 3-4, I'm not.
You can't do that because here's the thing. If it doesn't get better, it will get worse from the outside, meaning that this thing will ramp up a little more if you keep losing games.
Oh, it'll get ugly and uglier. Yeah. We saw that. They got the win against the Giants. Everything was great again. Yeah. And now it's ugly. God forbid you go to London and lose. Please, no, Ike. Then we gotta bitch about it for the bye week.
Oh, God.
Last time that happened, you took off. You left. You left town.
That's true. I did. That's true.
I remember my Carson criticism with the Titans game. They only scored 23 points. Not enough points to win the game.
Yeah, you need 24. Yeah, what do they need?
27.
27.
888-729-9494. Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up next. And we get more into the reaction. And Ike is going to explain this beef between Eric Reed and Malcolm Jenkins for me.
Yeah, I got you.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Because Taz and I were talking before the show, TK, and it's like, yeah, do you really understand? Like, it's like, I'll bring it down for
you. It's black folks' problems, man. Let us handle this. Let's keep it in-house.
So the details, I don't need to know?
Yeah, don't even worry about the details, man. Don't worry about that. We'll take care of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.